This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios in New York. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams with Rocket Mortgage. They can help you too. Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. You could save a bunch of money. Just switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Another huge week of winners for you on PharrellOnTheBench.com. I keep raking for you. Cash. Forget about leaves falling. How about cash falling everywhere? I'm the best at college and pro football picks. Baseball through the World Series. I hit the Nats tonight. Boom. Boxing and MMA. I hit Spence. Boom. Hockey starts tomorrow. Four games. It's all happening daily. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Best choices. Best price. It's getting even better in mid-October. In a couple weeks, you're going to be blown away every play, every day. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. Hide the money from your wife. 71% NFL spreads week four. Check out. Ooh. All right. So, first things first, you know, when the Astros got Zach Greinke, remember, and you think, okay, the rich just got richer. That's exactly what happened. And they are lethal, absolutely lethal with that rotation. Now, I heard some of these bold, big shot, tough guy, you know, expert, wannabe, gangster predictions I've been hearing about how, here's one. Astros going down early, going to lose immediately in the playoffs. Good luck with that. Good luck with that team. You can't hit Cole. You can't hit Verlander. You can't hit Greinke. I mean, they have the sickest rotation in baseball, do they not? I mean, honestly, how can you predict that? I mean, what kind of onions do you got to have? Here's one. It says they won't even reach the ALCS. Best rotation in baseball. Their lineup features five All-Stars, as well as a Rookie of the Year candidate in Alvarez. Oakland 59-29 since June 17th. A lot of people think they'll win. They won seven of their last 11 against Houston. The A's, if they beat the Rays tomorrow, would face the Astros. But you like who you like, Carver High? Tampa tomorrow and Morton, or are you going with Manaea and the A's?
I like the Rays with Morton. I'm going to go with them tomorrow night.
Do you believe that the Astros will be knocked out in the divisional round?
I do not believe that, no.
Mafia, do you think the Astros, with their great rotation, are going down early?
Not a chance in hell.
It says here that the Yankees will not get one good start from any of their pitchers.
Yeah, I don't believe that. I've heard a lot of that going around, too. Did they watch Tanaka 2 years ago in that playoff run? Did they? I mean, that guy was excellent for the Yankees in the playoffs. But, you know, there's obviously the strong narrative that the Yankees starting pitching is they won't pitch past the second or third inning, that they're going to be awful. They'll get a couple good performances. Are they going to go seven innings every night? No, they're not. But they'll get some good performances.
So the Nationals won tonight. This guy predicted they'd win and that they'll lose to the Dodgers in turn. And I agree with that.
Yeah, I'm with that too.
It says here the Cardinals will be the first team eliminated from the division series by the Braves. I think the Cardinals are going to give the Braves all they can handle.
I could see that being true. I could see the Braves taking care of the Cardinals quickly.
It says here that the Dodgers will win the World Series and that Muncy will be the MVP. Do you believe that? I don't believe that either.
I don't. I think that the winner of the Yankee-Astro ALCS will win the World Series.
This guy says the Dodgers will sweep the World Series.
Yeah, good luck with that, too. Well, that's because he also believes that article that they're going to play the A's in the World Series. So
yeah, sure.
If the Dodgers play the A's in the World Series, then yeah, I'll put a couple bucks down on a Dodger sweep.
I mean, if they play the A's?
Sure, like that gentleman there thinks. Right. Sure, I'll get on board for that.
I don't even know the guy's name. Like, I don't even know who it is. I just saw these horrible predictions. I figured I'd make fun of them. Anyway, they don't even need anyone else, right? The Astros with those three pitchers, Does anyone else even pitch at all besides those three? Not in the division series, right? Yeah, I don't know. I think the Astros are just absolutely lethal. And I think people have just given the Dodgers way too much credit that they're just automatic, right? I want to see the – I wouldn't mind seeing it, though, Dodgers-Yankees World Series. I'm all for it, but I don't – I have this weird feeling it won't happen. I think we saw that three-game series at Dodger Stadium. That's what happened, and it won't be the World Series. It'll be that three-game late August series, right? That's what it was. But I don't know. I think it's – I'm still with Carver High, Astros-Yankees – Dodgers, but you think Dodgers Braves?
I do.
So that would mean all four of the top seeds win. I just don't think it'll go that way, but I could see Astros Yankees for sure. And I just, for some strange reason, I think the Cardinals, I'm not a Cardinal fan, but I think that they have a very good shot against the Braves. I think the Braves are a good team. I won't deny it. We'll see if Freddie Freeman holds up. A lot of people think he's fading. This season with that elbow. So, but giving no credit to the Astros with that team, with as many wins as they got and those pitchers. I mean, are you kidding? How about this one? The Blue Jays committed to Vladdy at third, but they want him to be in better condition overall. The GM, Ross Atkins, said today. It's in Portuguese. That means you need to lose weight, fat ass. That's what that means.
That would be the translation.
He's listed at 250. He wants to see a drop of 15 to 20 pounds before spring training. I think that's the key for me to have a great year next year, Guerrero said. I feel good the way I am right now, but I'm going to try to come back a lot better, maybe try to be 15 or 20 less for spring training, and I'll take it from there. Do you think he'll lose 20 pounds between now and spring training?
I don't.
I mean, he looks huge. Five stars going to take over October. Acuna... I won't deny him. I told you about Alvarez, not just a power hitter. The guy can flat-out play. He managed a 313, 412, 655 slash line, 27 home runs in just over half the games. Pretty impressive. At the end of August, he went 8 for 40 in a slump, but the guy can flat-out play. Cody Bellinger, we already know that he's an MVP candidate. The guy's a freak of nature. And... Juan Soto, the master of the strike zone, he came through tonight, didn't he? He came through big tonight. That's all
sure
there is
did.
To it. You got to give Soto credit. I mean, you see Rendon up there. I thought he'd be the guy to get the hit, but to get him on base with that walk and then to have Soto come through, that's as clutch as it gets. They need to re-sign Rendon for sure, the Nationals. The 10 postseason teams by pressure, they're under right now to win. The most pressure, the Nationals. Well, they won. There you go. Dodgers are two. Pressure to win the World Series after going twice and losing both times. The A's three. I don't see why the A's have pressure. When you have a payroll that low, what pressure is on them? They're the underdog to begin with, aren't they? That's not pressure. The Brewers got eliminated. They don't matter anymore in this conversation. The Twins have pressure because they got to play the Yankees, and they never beat them. The Braves have pressure. I don't think so. I don't think anyone expects them to win anything. The Yankees have pressure because they're the Yankees.
Yeah, but they're at the bottom of the list.
They're seventh.
Yeah, let's be fair here. There's every year that the Yankees season starts, there's only one goal.
Win it all.
Win it all, and it's been 10 years since they won it all. I know that doesn't sound maybe that like that much to a lot of people, but around this town, when it's been 10 years since the Yankees have won the World Series, and you've won 100 games the past couple years?
It's a long time.
Trust me, there's pressure for them going into these playoffs.
The Rays are eighth. They have to win tomorrow in Oakland. The Cardinals are nine. I see them with zero pressure at all. The Astros are 10th on the list. Zero pressure. When you have the best rotation in baseball, I say you have pressure. You have to get it done. When you have the best team, you got to get it done, right? And the Astros are favored to win it all. Dodgers second. Yankees third. Braves fourth. Twins fifth. There you go. Sean Manaea tomorrow gets the start for the A's. Mikolas gets the start for the Cardinals tomorrow. Dallas Keuchel for the Braves. By the way, Charlie Morton for Tampa tomorrow. So there you go. Joe in San Diego on the Fan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Well, thanks so much for taking my call, Perel.
Hey.
And I'm glad hockey season is starting, and I'm wondering about a few future picks. Like, I'm looking at the Islanders at 30-1. In the last few years, they've been moving up a little bit. They won the first round and lost to Carolina. What do you think about a couple of dollars on the Islanders at 30-1 to win the Cup? And then maybe another thing like Pittsburgh, who's 15-1, to see if they got one more run in them. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think that either one of those bets are that bad. I mean, if you go light on them, I think that both of them have a shot for sure in the East to be in the playoffs and to be a dangerous team. I think the, Islanders are, I think, younger and hungrier than the Penguins. I think the Penguins got swept by the Islanders, and then the Islanders got swept themselves. So just when they thought they had it all figured out, they couldn't win a game either. So I don't know if they're ready to win the Stanley Cup, but that's not the worst bet I ever heard at 30-1. It's a nice, that's a nice payout if you hit it. If you like put a hundo down on them at 30-1 and they hit, believe me, you'll be at one happy mother forever. I don't think it's a bad bet, Carver High.
Look, if you're looking for a team, you know, you're kind of looking for a team in that range, the 7 to 15 range, right in that area. You know, that's where you're looking in terms of the odds.
7 to 1 to 15 to 1.
I'm just saying like 7th on the list, like out of the – because we know this. The teams that they always pop at the top as the favorites, most of the time they don't end up winning, right? Look at last year. I mean, St. Louis was – they were, you know, not at the top of the list for preseason. They were at the bottom of the list on January 1st.
Right.
And they still ended up winning the cup. So taking a shot with Tampa and Toronto, I don't really want to do that. But when you get into that area of, like, maybe Calgary 20-1, between Calgary 20-1 and, you know, the Islanders in that 30-35-1 kind of range.
Is that what you're, are you looking at the list right now?
Yeah.
Who else do they got on there? And what you think are value bets based on no sheet of integrity from Carver High for the hockey season, a major disappointment.
I kind of like Nashville at 18-1. That's worth it for me. The Calgary one, like I said, in the 20-1 range. Capitals for a bounce back year at 20-1. I don't have a problem there if you wanted to go with that. Vegas 10-1. It's one of the more favorite-y ones. They're in the top five in terms of the teams,
right?
Favorites. You know, there's definitely
Toronto?
Toronto right now 9-1. They're the second choice behind Tampa, which is just, you know.
And then what are the Blues?
Blues I've got here on this one at 15-1.
What are the Jets?
22-1.
That's not a bad bet for value. They're a good team.
Yeah, I'm not high on them.
Calgary, you said, was what, 28?
Yeah, 20.
20-1.
Calgary, I wouldn't have a problem.
What about Arizona? Gigantic odds for them. A lot of people think that they'll be the Panthers and Coyotes could be playoff surprises.
Yeah, 45-1.
What are the Panthers?
Panthers are way up. They're 18-1 on the list. Panthers have shot up a little bit, which is understandable.
Because of Bobrovsky.
Well, not only that, Quenneville, Bobrovsky. You got to remember they brought Quenneville in, too. So they have a Stanley Cup winning coach.
I don't think he can go in his first year and win the Stanley Cup with the Florida
Panthers. No, but they'll be better.
Let's see him make the playoffs.
Right.
You know, that would be a win for them. A win-win would be Quenneville and then
a
playoff.
They've got a load of young talent.
Got a good goalie.
And now you're adding a goalie and a coach. So those are two things you need.
And then you had a goalie and a coach in Leonard, Grice, let's say, combo meal, and Trot. So it made you guys better instantly.
Right. You know, Leonard didn't come in as the superstar name like Bobrovsky's going to go do down in Florida. There's no doubt about that.
Right.
But, sometimes you get a coach, a little goaltending, and away you go.
All right, so I want to do this when we come back. I got all the forwards. They rank the best forwards in the league. We'll talk about that. And the goalie tandems. How about we do that? We got the NHL season opening tomorrow night. We're very excited about it. I know that my team plays Thursday. Mavi's team plays Thursday, the New York Rangers, with their Panarin Bread Company and your boy Kako. And then don't they have another kid, Fox or something? Another draft pick,
yes.
A rookie?
Well, they got him from – they traded for him.
So they're excited about it. He's been one of the most touted rookies, top 10.
They have a lot of new players.
And then your team plays Friday?
Friday is the opener for them against Washington.
Right. You're going to that one?
I am going.
So there you go. Mavia, are you going to your home opener tomorrow or Thursday?
No, I'm not.
All right. I'm not going to the Penguins game. In fact, I only go to Penguin games against the Rangers or Devils if they play. Although I have gone to see them play the Islanders. Didn't you go out with me to see the Penguins play once against the Islanders?
The Penguins, I saw them play at the Rock.
Did you ever go with me to with Lou to see the Islanders? I thought you did once.
I don't think we went. No, I don't think everyone drew out to Nassau Coliseum.
I went out there with him. I definitely went out there. So I've gone there before for hockey games. That old barn's pretty cool to go to a game. I haven't been to it since they, you know, changed the paint and put some foil around it.
Fancy on the outside.
It's like, it's like garlic bread when they put it in foil.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they give you the sauce when you go to the restaurant and you get home and it's cold.
There ain't much difference there.
That's what the arena is. It's foil.
Real deal's 2 years from now.
Garlic bread foil arena in Long Island. But they are building a brand new arena, right? $1 billion Shangri-La.
Yeah, the hole's in the ground. They're starting to build it. It's ready to rock.
All right, 855-212-4227.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right. So here you go. I'm not even going to waste my time with this, ranking every team's forwards in terms of going all the way down to the bottom of the barrel in hockey. But I'm willing to go like the top 15, right? Fair enough. So see what you think.
Sure.
See what you think of these, Carver High. The Edmonton Oilers are ranked 15th with McDavid. On this team last season, he's unbelievable. Every year he's unbelievable, but it seems like he does it by himself.
It's because he does.
Right. He literally does it by himself. And do you think they have decent forwards that they're going to be able to do anything this year? They're still going to stink.
Not deep enough. Nope.
All right. Carolina Hurricanes. Svechnikov. They got his line mates most of the time are Martunuk, Walmart, McGinn. They've lost Justin Williams out. Do you think they'll put him with Sebastian Aho now with Williams gone?
It's possible. They like to spread it out. They've got four lines that do a lot of damage. So, I mean, they've got a good group down there.
How much do you think that it hurts that Williams leaves the team, the core, like the main cog to the wheel?
I don't think he was the main cog on the ice. Maybe he was the main cog in the room, but, I mean, dude's an old man. He wasn't the leading force on the ice for them last year.
But he made him, like, he's the guy that everybody knows wins those playoff games, and he's on the ice. He matters. But
I think the reason why he's not playing right now is because he doesn't matter on the ice anymore.
Oh, so he's shot?
He's shot, yeah.
All right, Dallas, they already have Tyler Seguin. They got Ben. They got a lot. And then they got more. They got Pavelski.
Oh, they're a good group. I like Dallas a lot this year. I think that they're going to be a team that can go deep. Like last year, they had a good playoff run.
The Predators are 12th. They've been looking for a second option down the middle to slot in behind Johansson for years now. They've missed on Bonino, Turris. Now it's Matt Duchene. He can flat out play. I don't care what anybody says.
No, he's a huge get for them. He wanted to go to Nashville. And now we'll see what they can do.
Colorado, loaded with talent. Here's a team that a future bet. Like, I wouldn't mind putting – what was their odds? Do you remember?
They were high up in the list.
They were
probably in
They had low odds.
15-1 or less. They were
– That might not be a bad bet.
Yeah, they're getting a lot of play right now.
They got McKinnon, Landeskog, Rantanen. They're loaded.
No, they're a very good team. I saw them last year, of course, upset Calgary in the first round. Played very well.
The Jets with, Patrick Laine, Kyle Connor, Blake Wheeler, Mark Scheifele. Scheifele can flat-out play, right?
No, Jets have a really strong group. I'm not too good with their back end and their goaltending in tough spots, but the Jets have a good team.
The Penguins with Crosby was fifth in total points, third in primary points. No single player had a greater impact on the team's underlying metrics than he did. With him on the ice at 5-on-5, the Penguins had a 54% shot share and scored 66% of their goals. Malkin and company, no more Kessel. What do you think of that team without Kessel? No
problem.
It's
going to have a new look. It's going to be a new look for the Pens this year. And as we've talked about a lot, you're waiting to see if the Evgeny Malkin is back or if it's a full decline or what his deal is.
Do you think he's declining, like I said earlier?
I think that
we
need to see what he comes out at this year. I'm not ready to say he's done, but if he comes out this year playing like he did towards the end of last year and in the playoffs against the Islanders, I think that you're going to have a lot of concern.
All right, so the Capitals with Ovechkin, Kuznetsov. Is he the dude that got the three-gamer for the cocaine?
Correct.
Backstrom, Vrana, do you like this Carl Hagelin? I'm not. Hagelin's fast, but never scores.
Well, Hagelin, you got to remember what his role is supposed to be. His role is bottom six player, kills penalties,
flies around the ice.
His role is not to score goals. So that's, if you're looking for him to do that, which the Capitals are not, the Capitals know what his role is, just like other stops that he's been at.
The Sharks with Timo Meier, no more Pavelski. I think
that's a big
big loss.
Them losing Pavelski. See, the difference between the Hurricanes losing Justin Williams, see, they lose him out of the room, which I think is where he meant more to them. On the ice, he wasn't that great anymore, whereas Pavelski leaving the room is enormous, and he could still play. So that's why it's kind of double-edged with Pavelski.
The Blues, Jaden Schwartz, won a huge bounce back this season, they're thinking. And Tarasenko, Braden Schenn, they won the Cup. I think
Ryan
that team.
O'Reilly is there. Is
and
there,
O'Reilly. You know. They're a dangerous team.
Absolutely. They're defending Cup champs. But I don't know. I don't like going with the back-to-back.
Yeah. Bergeron, Marchand, Pasternak, Charlie Coyle,
unbeatable.
Bruins.
Yes.
Unbeatable.
Of course. Yes. Best team in that division.
Flames, Johnny Gaudreau, Sean Monahan, Backlund, Tkachuk, Frolik. They got some players, the Flames. They mean business.
Flames are a good squad. If they could just get some decent goaltending.
And then they bit it in the playoffs.
Well, because their goaltending sucks.
Vegas, you like Vegas? Will my boy Cody Glass turn into something finally?
I mean, if I had to pick a team to come out of the West right now, and you hate to do it when there's 80 games to go in the regular season,
it'd be them.
I would pick Vegas to win.
Toronto, Austin Matthews, Nylander, Andreas Janssen. They've got, obviously, your favorite player, Tavares. What do you think of that team?
They're all offense. They're going to put the puck in the net. If you talk about just forwards, obviously they're going to be there. They will score.
And
Tampa, they can do in the other end of
Tampa
the
number one.
Well, same thing. They're going to put a ton of pucks in the net, but can they put the pucks in the net when it matters?
So there you go. You taking Vegas to beat the Sharks tomorrow night?
Yes, I am.
All right, there you go. It's time for the update. Let's hand it over to my guy. He loves hockey. Are you excited about any of this hockey talk that we're doing?
Friday night, Scotty.
So everything up until then is meaningless to you.
Correct.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So Carver High, I revved up the Instagram today for the first time in probably a year.
Did you?
You know, the Scott underscore Pharrell. Got that revved up again. So you can check me out at Scott underscore Pharrell. I'm on Facebook, .com/ Pharrell on a Bench and Scott Pharrell. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at Scott Pharrell, at On a Bench CBS, at Carver High CBS. At On Air Mafia, at ILC Podcast. Is there anything I'm missing here? I don't think so, right? Check out our podcast. We'll put it up after the show on Twitter and Facebook and on the same tomorrow as well in the morning. So it gets just multiple replays. And then that podcast is available anywhere podcasts are available. And by the way, our podcast kicks ass and takes names at this company. I know that much. And everywhere for that matter. You can listen to the whole show in like 2 hours and 10 minutes with no commercials, which is just better than sex. I got to tell you, the other thing is, what else? You can listen to the show all 4 hours uninterrupted with, you know, none of these preemptions that are killing us. You know, every night we get preempted with sports, play-by-play, teams, whatever, that are on your local affiliates. I get it. That's the big business of radio. Fine. So what you do is now, without hesitation, download radio.com app free and then favorite CBS Sports Radio. Boom. You get it all 4 hours, never interrupted for anything. Same thing with SiriusXM, the CBS Sports app, the SiriusXM app, and Ask Alexa, play CBS Sports Radio. And all of those work so you never get preempted and you can hear the show every night. Tell your friends. Don't forget PharrellOnABench.com for all my kick-ass money-making picks. That's what those are. All I do is make people money. Hide it from your wife. So here's a list, Carver High. Top 50 players. Connor McDavid, number one. Kucherov, Lightning, two. Crosby, Penguins, three. MacKinnon, four. Avs. Kane, five. Blackhawks. Ovechkin, six. Capitals. Marchand, Bruins, seven. Barkov, Panthers, eight. Brent Burns, Sharks, nine. Victor Hedman, 10. Lightning. Tavares, Leafs, 11. Marner, Leafs, 12. Matthews, Leafs, 13. Bergeron, 14. Bruins. I think Bergeron's actually better than Marchand. I think Marchand's incredible. I think Bergeron's better.
It's very close.
The goalie, Vasilevskiy, is that his name?
Vasilevskiy, yes.
From the Lightning. Dreisaitl is Oilers 16, Stamkos 17, Lightning, Scheifele, Jets 18, Goudreau 19, Flames, Braden Point got a new deal, Lightning 20, Panarin Bread, Rangers 21, Mikko Rantanen, Avs 22, then Giordano, Carlson, Sharks, Pastrnak, Bruins, Seguin, Stars 26. Any others you want me to give you? Ryan O'Reilly 27, I think he's better than that. Malkin, 28. I think he's dropped off significantly. How about Crosby's third? He's 28th, right? The other guy that's dropped off is Letang. I told you, he's 46th in the league. I don't think he's top 50 anymore either, if you ask me. I know everybody else thinks he is, but I think he's changed dramatically. Blake Wheeler, 29. Bobrovsky, 30. Seth Jones, 31. Jackets. Claude Giroux, Flyers, 32. Ben Bishop, 33. Aho, 34, Canes. I think he's a lot better than that. Mark Stone, 35. I think he's better than that of the Vegas Knights. John Carlson, 36, Cavs. Morgan Riley, Leafs, 37. Roman Josi, the Preds, 38. Drew Doughty, the Kings. Doughty, 39. Tarasenko, Blues, 40th. He's a badass. I think he's better than 40th. Taylor Hall, 41. He won the MVP. Now he's 41st in the league. He's with the Devils. Jack Eichel, 42. He's a great player on a crappy team. Carey Price, Canadiens, 43. How the mighty have fallen. Tuukka Rask, 44. He goes to the Stanley Cup Finals, but he's 44th in the league. Marc-Andre Fleury is incredible. He's 45th. I think he's better than that as well. I think Rask and Fleury are better than that. Letang, 46. Logan Couture, 47. Nick Backstrom, 48. Sean Monahan, Flames, 49. The centerman and Elias Pettersson of the Canucks, right? He's 50th. There you go. The greatest 50 players in the history of the world this year. So, Carver High, the rankings of the goalies now, as we get ready for the opening night tomorrow night. Just so you know, the top goalies are Vasilevskiy, 1. 2 is the Bruins. 3 is Dallas. The Dallas goalies are 3. Nashville, 4, Pekka Rinne, and Saros. Ducks, 5. There you go. John Gibson, is he still there? And what? There you go. And number 6 is the Islanders with Varlamov and who it is? Greiss, right? 7 is the Panthers. Now they got Bobrovsky. Canadians have Carey Price, of course. They're 8th. 8th best. 9 is the Leafs with Frederick Anderson. And so they love that guy in Toronto. Too bad they'd have no defense. 10 is the Blackhawks. Corey Crawford, he was only able to play 39 games the last two seasons, so he's peanut brittle. The Blues with Jordan Binnington are 11th. And then I'll just finish the 12-pack. The Vegas Golden Knights with Fleury in goal. And then what do they have? Subban? Malcolm Subban. So there you go. Do you have a problem with any of that? Do you like where you are at 6 with Varlamov and Greiss?
Yeah, I'm sure that's
I like
guy's opinion. So.
I like Murray, the goalie of the Penguins, when he plays once a month. Hey, Mafia, do you like your goalie anymore, King Henrik? He's getting pretty long in the tooth.
I like him. I just don't think he could do it consistently, on a night in, night out basis. I think they need to give him more rest and let him, have his time off so that, 2-3 games a week maybe, he can't just play the whole schedule.
So the Lakers and Clippers are more similar than you think. Well, here's the deal. I know everybody keeps trying to sell you that the Clippers are great and they have Kawhi now and Paul George now, but he's out till like the November at least, right? So no big deal there. It's a long season. But the Lakers, they got Davis, LeBron, and whoever, Kuzma, et cetera. But here's the deal. I keep telling you, it's a Lakers town. And you can prove it again at the Rams game the other day when they showed Kawhi Leonard, the entire stadium booed. okay? Because the Lakers own Los Angeles, and they always will. That's why the Clippers are moving into their own house. They can't stand being brothers with the Lakers. They don't want to be friends with them because they know they're their redheaded stepchild, right? I mean, that's just all there is to it. LeBron, do you think it's his revenge season? Do you think, Mafia, that he's going to have a big year this year?
I think the team's going to be a lot better than they were, but to that degree, too. Now Kuzma, with his foot injury, that could hurt him all season. That could hold them back. I think he's going to have a lot less on his shoulders, but I don't think that as a whole they're going to do much better considering all the improvements made around the rest of the Western Conference.
Joel Embiid says that JoJo says he's not going to talk trash anymore. That'll last a week.
Not even that.
He can't not talk trash. He's got a huge mouth. Okay, the unheralded ballers, I see this story. Who's the best? I think Gardner Minshew, to me, has been, and Kyle Allen. And then the other guy I'd give you is the guy I talked about tonight with Greg Bell. It's Will Disley of the tight end of the Seahawks. You'll see him Thursday night against the Rams. Do you like those three guys as standout, unheralded, no one's ever heard of them players that are doing great things this year?
Yeah, Minshew is at the top of the list, no question.
All right, so here's your Carver High lives for these, so does Mafia, the power rankings, the official power rankings in the NFL by those that are allegedly smarter than everyone else and that know more than all of you. The Patriots are the number one team, then the Chiefs. Of course, that was the AFC title game. The Saints are three. I do not believe that the Saints are the third best team in the NFL right now. I really don't. I thought they had a big win the other night, but I do not believe they're the third best team. The Rams are fourth. Cowboys, five. And I think they're better than they look Sunday night, to be honest with you. It's tough to go on the road to Bourbon Street and win. That's all there is to it. The Packers are six. Seattle, seven. We'll see them Thursday night. Niners are eight. I think they're way overrated. The Niners, they have them just winning everything. They have people have the Niners in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's got to get calm.
Oh, that's going to change real soon. That could end Monday. The Bears are nine. I think they're good, but now they're playing with Chase Daniel, right? Trubisky could be shot.
Honestly, that might be better for them.
You think he's better than – he is decent. I'll give you that.
They're going to win games with him.
Do you think they'll win in London against the Raiders?
Yes.
Ravens are 10th. We don't know. We really don't know if they're actually good or not. I like Lamar Jackson, though. Phillies 11, Buffalo 12. You like 12? That's pretty high up there. You like that ranking?
Yeah, I got no problem with that.
Texans 13, Vikings 14. I do not believe the Vikings are 14th. Kirk Cousins terrible. And the Lions are 15th. In fact, I think they're better than them. And then on the outside looking in, Chargers are 16th. I think you're always dangerous when you got your boy Phillip Rivers out there. So here's some of the Super Bowls they're talking about. Pats, Cowboys. Could you see it, Mafia? Pats, Cowboys?
Yeah, I can see that happening. Of course, the Patriots are going to be there no matter what because that's the only team that gets out of the AFC, and the Cowboys got a good chance.
I pray to God they're not. Chiefs, Cowboys. I think it could be very well the Chiefs in the Super Bowl if they could, you know, somehow figure out how to beat the Patriots. If they don't, look, they played them at Arrowhead and lost to them. So I think if they play them again at Arrowhead, I think they can beat them. If they play them at Foxborough, they're going to lose to them. That's all there is to it. Pats, Niners, Super Bowl, not happening. The Niners are not going to the Super Bowl. Pats, Rams. I don't think that's happening either. I think someone will beat the Rams. If the Buccaneers can beat the Rams, someone else is going to beat the Rams. The Chiefs, Niners. That's not happening. The Chiefs, Rams. That might happen. The Pats, Saints. That might happen. That very well might happen. Chiefs, Saints could happen. Pats, Packers. I do not believe the Packers will be there. Chiefs, Packers. I don't believe that either. I really don't. So, you tell me. By the way, so tomorrow night we got four hockey games and the opening of the NHL season. We already told you Vegas and the Sharks. There's other good games as well. Ottawa-Toronto at the in Toronto. Washington and the Blues, the Stanley Cup champs raised their banner. They got their rings. They gave that little girl a fan of theirs that was so famous last year during the Stanley Cup playoffs. They gave her a ring today. Blues host the Capitals. Vancouver's in Edmonton to take on the alleged best player in the league that never wins anything. And San Jose, Vegas. Now, if he keeps working his ass off, I think, you know, good things will happen for Connor McDavid. I'm not saying that guy's not going to have a great career and win any cups. But I think what they put around him has been kind of bad. So you can't win a Stanley Cup with one guy.
It's on Ken Holland now.
It really is. And he's got a lot of work to do in Edmonton. Believe me, it's going to be a long, cold winter. So we got those four games. Plus, that's tomorrow night. And how about this? A's and Rays in Oakland at the dump. Mavi, you didn't tell me. Are you taking the Rays in Morton or are you taking the A's in Minaya?
I'm taking Morton. He has the experience. He's going to be calm and ready to go.
And Carver, you're taking the Rays.
I am taking the Rays tomorrow night.
All right, so you guys both had Milwaukee. I took the Nats. The Nats covered. And so we'll have that game going tomorrow night as well. That's going to be kick-ass. And then, believe it or not, Thursday night, we got the Rams and the Seahawks. And believe it or not, we got college football on Thursday night as well. And the NLDS, so tons of baseball. Actually, Thursday night with the NFL and the baseball is better than the college football. The college football on Thursday night leaves a little bit to be desired. It is, I believe, Temple and East Carolina and Georgia Southern and South Alabama. Two just toast games, burnt toast. I don't want to watch either one of those games. No offense to anybody if you went to school there. There you go. Killer show. Don't forget the replay, the podcast. Everything comes out tonight on Twitter, right? The podcast comes out on Twitter, at Scott Burrell, at On the Bench CBS, and on Facebook.com/Burrell on the Bench. There you go. It comes out tomorrow morning as well. Don't forget. I'll see you tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern for Carver High and Mafia. I'm Pharrell. Don't forget, PharrellOnTheBench.com. Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.